We received a call a little bit before 8 o'clock from a gentleman who said that he and his wife had been at Lick Creek Park, something that they did two or three times a week. They'd go to the park and exercise. He said that he normally would jog and she would walk, and then they would meet back up and, you know, then head on back home. Last night, she didn't arrive at their normal meeting location, and he started looking for her. She actually had been missing since about 5:45, and then he finally realized that he needed assistance. He called us about 10 till 8. We set up our command post out there, and initially we were assisted by the College Station Fire Department, Bryan Fire Department, the Brazos Valley CERT team, and the local search dog network in Brazos County. Searched all night. DPS actually had one of their helicopters come in with its heat sensing camera, flew over the area of the park, unable to locate her. Dogs were unable to locate her. It's a little bit more understandable because this morning, about a quarter till eight, she arrived at the entrance to Lick Creek Park, and she had walked to the roadway from a wooded area by the 2400 block of Peach Creek Road, which is about 3 miles from the park. So she had traveled quite a distance, and so it makes a little bit more sense why we weren't able to find her when we were searching the park area last night. She told our investigators that she had become lost while she was walking, and after it got dark, she knew she was lost, and so she decided to sit by a tree until daylight. And when it got daylight, she walked to the roadway, and a passerby picked her up and brought her to our location. Probably had about 100 people there throughout the night, you know, some of them coming and going, helping us, and about 75 additional personnel were en route to the scene whenever she was found. And we were going to, you know, search more intensively through all the vegetation. It's a pretty rugged area out there. It's a nature park, and so it's still, a lot of it is in its natural state and very hard to search at night.
I don't know whether they both had cell phones or even two-way radios.
He had his cell phone. Her cell phone was at the house. So she did not have her cell phone with her. And that's something that she, you know, was kind of beating herself up over, you know, at the end. But, of course, a lot of us are you know, think of all the things that we should have done after the fact. And, you know, we do that all the time. You know, I should have done this. You know, I should have done that. And, you know, she, you know, had no idea that she was going to get lost and never had done it before. And so I can understand her, you know, not having that with her. Not everybody thinks to carry their cell phone with them everywhere they go.
Any sort of indication how often or how and over what period of time they had gone out to Lick Creek? Had it been years and decades and so forth? And
I believe that they had been going out there two or three times a week for quite a while. It was pretty much a habit. And then I think other times she went out there with friends. And so Lick Creek was a place that was, you know, fairly familiar. But just for whatever reason, yesterday she got turned around and separated from the area that she was familiar with.
And perhaps that's a notice to the rest of us who regularly visit places to always be aware of your surroundings, because you could be confident that you know where you are and where you're headed and how to get back, but something might happen that you find yourself in a similar position.
Exactly. We it ended up being a good exercise for us. The turnout and the response that we had from different agencies was awesome. And if you could indulge me a little bit, Bryan and College Station Fire Department, Department of Public Safety, and their aviation unit, Brazos County Search Dog Network, we had the Alamo Area Search and Rescue Dog Handlers come in, Brazos Valley CERT Team, Precinct 3 Volunteer Fire Department, South Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department, and Texas Task Force 1. All of those people were on scene and actively helping us try to find our missing lady. We also had Texas Parks and Wildlife on the way, along with recruits from the local police and fire academies. You know, they didn't actually get to arrive on scene. We found her before they arrived, but we had an additional 75 people en route to help us search. The community continues to amaze me. Whenever we have situations, everybody just falls in and works together. I think that we're all very lucky to live where we live.
Any other observations from this type of incident, which fortunately does not come along very often?
Fortunately, it doesn't, but also fortunately, we had a happy ending. And, you know, best case scenario, you know, we found her and she was unhurt and she seemed fine. And so couldn't have asked for a better ending.